Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's what they all say. Ah, hey, you guys, it's time. It's time, and I'm ready. I hope you ready. I hope y'all ain't gonna be boring, because god dang it, I need excitement in my life, because believe it or not, man, these dudes at my school are boring. They being boring because you know why? Their lifestyle has never presented so much competition in their lives. And you know who they're competing with? Themselves. That's the cold part about it. They're competing with themselves, which they're supposed to be. But if they would have been all the time, they wouldn't be so slow right now. But it's cool. You know, I'm at the helm of this fly-ass show, and this show is brought to you by AskRosebud.com, where you can find a lot of the information you're going to need to fix them bad habits you got. You know, I'm like methadone or something, because something to help you detox, because see, that's what all this information does for you. Your understanding of being weak has become so strong, it's addictive. It has made you addicted, and I have to get you away from it. It's an intervention type thing. I got to fill you up with all this information, but it's still up to you to stop being addicted to that weak shit. You know, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud, and don't forget I got two D's in my name for a double dose of this game I got. Ha! And I'm going to share it with you. Call in, 657-383-0809. Punch one and holla. Yeah. Now, on this show, I'm sure if you've been listening to me any time, I try to talk about things that's going to be productive, things that's going to make you a better man, things that's going to give you a different view of what you be thinking and seeing. And through this view, through these lenses that you're looking at life through, you're going to see life in a lot of different ways. Now, I don't know if you know how a fly I see, but a fly I see in prisms. And each eye, let's say he's looking at one door, he's going to see like 30 doors in each eye because of the prism. This is how you're going to be, because looking at one situation, you're going to see so many ways to deal with it because of you allowing your doggone mind to free itself from that drug that you're using. That drug of weak things. Every relationship has problems from time to time, even mine. But as a man, as a man with caliber, as a man that wants good things for me, I have to keep my doggone nuts whenever I have problems. And that's what you have to focus on. You know, I'm sure you guys know the second rule of the ABPs is you got to understand and follow instructions. I mean, you can't just be out there. So, tonight, I figured I wanted to talk about how come nice guys always finish last. How come nice guys always seems to be carrying the weight for me? You know, otherwise he fattened the frog for me to go knock her off. You know, he talked to her, whine and dine her, and she said, okay, thank you, and come on over to my house. That's what she do. And there's a reason for that. And that's because most women, wow, a couple of questions already. Let's see. 484. What's up, brother?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Speak up a little.
All right. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, man, it's funny because it's funny you said nice guy finished last, because I was just having that conversation about that with you and my friends of mine or whatever, as far as, like, it was like a debate whether you should continue to, you know, follow the tradition of being a nice guy or break out of that as far as with women or whatever. So it's funny that you touched on that tonight. Just wanted to touch on that, but I'm definitely interested to see what you're going to say.
Okay, cool, man. Stay on, because I got a lot to say. 347, what's up with you? 347, you there? Okay, 347, look like I'm going to have to pass you up. Okay, see, you know, there's, you know, I guess the guy is called a roughneck or whatever. You know, women like those kind of dudes. They whenever they're in position, you know, in some kind of way they doing good, and you know, see they got a man. He, 9 out of 10 times, unless he's another corporate type, she liking a dude that's not necessarily from the streets but got that type of vibe. And there's a key. That's called being hard. That's what women think it is. But there's a key to being hard or a roughneck kind of dude when you're around or with women are observing you. And if you know how and when to use it, you'll be a lot better off. 936, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? What's up, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you? Okay, I guess he was a joker, huh? Well, these guys, we got him, man. We got him. So they're going to keep on. But like I'm saying, if you know how to use being hard, your ability to represent being hard, if you know how to use that, it's like pheromones to animals. That's why dogs, the female go in heat, the male dog go crazy. And if you have them in the same vicinity but separated, that male dog gonna dang near tear his head off trying to get to that female dog, because she's in heat and she's emitting these pheromones. And each breed of animal has its own pheromones. Otherwise, all animals' pheromones aren't the same. But what I'm saying is the dog pheromone is so strong to any breed of dog that it just calls them. They'll eat through a fence if they got enough time just to get to that female. And what I'm saying is if you know how to, you know, represent your cool enough, it's going to be like pheromones. They're going to be driven to you. Now, wouldn't you like to know that you have what it takes to land the big one when you out and about trying to find that particular woman that you might, you know, be with for a while? I mean, wouldn't it be comforting to know that you are what she's looking for? I think it would. See, the thing that make this woman feel this way, the initial thing, you have to understand this. Do you actually know what it takes to identify with honesty? See, because if you don't be honest with yourself, you can't even critique whether or not you're ready to land the big one. And see, you guys don't even care about what I'm saying. You know, you'll hear it. It sounds like whatever it sounds like, good or bad. And as far as you taking inventory and knowing what the hell is going on with you, man, I already know that. Yeah. Yet and still, you don't know how to land the big one. So how much do you know? See, what I'm saying is you have to be an alpha-thinking man to land the big one with any accuracy. I mean, you know, you can land the big one on an accident and go out tomorrow and try to repeat it and never do it again. 213, what's up with you?
Yo, what up, bro? It's Apollo.
Hey, man, what's happening, Apollo?
Chilling. Y'all want to touch on that, just chime in on that pheromone thing. You know what I'm figuring? I ain't figure it out, but a major pheromone the bitches is I'm seeing is always having something to say. Like, when you can answer their question, you always on point. Like a bitch said that yesterday. I was talking shit, and she was like, yo, you always got to answer for everything, but the shit turned her on. I noticed, like, when a bitch say that, I got her. So I just want to chime in on that as far as pheromone.
Hey, well, let me tell you something about that. You are 100% right, and this is why I be trying to, as I do my shows, I be trying to tell these dudes all that faking and all them big words and all that. That's not gonna catch a broad. Being sharp, knowing what to say, and what to say is like you said, having answers. If you have answers, even I'm not saying they can be wrong. But if you got answers, mm-hmm. and even if they're wrong, the women don't really care because they ain't finna pull out no dictionary and check you out. Just the way you doggone talking, you know, gonna make her go for what you saying because the theme of what you saying, besides the words, she's feeling the theme. She's not really, women don't really listen to the words. If the theme is right and you delivering your words right, you can say almost anything in the right tone
mm-hmm.
and deliver it. She in that mode
mm-hmm.
because she got her there. That's what's happening, man. That's
yep.
a good shit. Got anything else?
Nah, that's it, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, for sure, Apollo. 936, what's up with you?
What's up, bud? This is Chris. I've been listening to your radio for about a couple weeks. And I was seeing
mm-hmm.
how you get some of them courses.
Go to Ask Rosebud, Ask Rosebud with two D's, .com, and it's all there in the store, everything. And you can see what you want to do, and, you know, SWU has a page which tell you about the school, how it is, what it's for, how you get in it. In the store, all the material, you know, what you could, you know, the courses, the tools, all that. And, of course, everything about me and whatever's on there. So, you know, that's it.
All
get
right,
with me
man.
Because
appreciate
July 1st, the new semester is starting.
How much is this?
Well, the new semester, the tuition is $500. But I work
okay.
deals out. So, you know, just. When you get ready to get out, let me, you know, you're going to let me know, and we'll talk some, you know, that's going to work out for you.
All right, then, Rosebud.
All right, for sure. So, see, the thing a lot of you guys don't really understand about catching is that you have to depend on your skills, and you have to depend on the confidence you have in depending on your confidence. See, you have to be sure in your thought when you really thinking and you want to catch because your confidence has to be high. You can't be out trying to catch and your confidence is so low, when you say hello, she say, what? And you say it again, she say, I can't hear you. See, that shows her. Right there, you don't have any confidence. Totally shows her that whispering and don't know what to say or don't assertively speak. Hey, girl, what's going on? You know, I'm going to let her. She ain't going to have to wonder what I said. And then when I really see I'm getting action, I might lower my voice. But what I'm saying is I'm a very assertive person, and I'm not going to have you wondering what I said to you. The only thing I want you to wonder about is, do you like it? And if she like it, you know, I'm going to be able to tell by her response. That's why my mouth is always going when I'm around a woman, because everything I say is what excites her. That, at least that's how I think. And as long as I'm thinking that, that's where I'm coming from. See, the problem is, the big problem, if you don't learn how to actually use the information that you get, it rarely does you any good. I'm saying that's the big problem for people. That's the problem people are facing these days of technologically fast information. That's internet learning. You guys are learning or reading or visually seeing this, that, and the other, but you're missing the application of what you're seeing. And if you don't know how to use what you're seeing or hearing or learning, then what good is it? See, that's what listening to the podcast does for you. See, I'm going to show you the necessity to be able to apply what you hear that you think is positive. You have to know how to apply it to your life. You got to stop just hearing stuff that sounds good. Since right now, most of your concerns around catching that woman you want, the skill you should be most concerned with is being a man in her presence, which is going to entertain her. Now, I'm not saying you should be concerned with entertaining her. I'm saying you should be concerned with being a man, because a woman loves the company of a man, and being in the company of a man that handles himself properly not only is entertaining to her, but it turns her on. You don't even have to talk about sex. You just know, like the brother was saying a minute ago, you just know what to say, the right things to say. 254, what's going on?
Rosebud, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What about you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I call to tell you, man, I want to say thank you. Because
all right.
Last week, I purchased Male Confidence Part 1, and you sent me a little bit extra.
All right.
And I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I've been eating on that information for like a whole week, bro. And, man, I'm on track. I'm on track, man.
Well, I mean, you believe me, 1 and 2 is going to open the doors, and then you got to
exactly.
go through. You got to go through. So, I mean, 3 and 4 is going to take you through. And then once you get through, you're going to have to know what to do. And that's where 2.0 comes in. So what I'm saying is, man, it's a progressive type learning, and if you're getting what you're getting right now, stick with that until you're ready to progress, and you know, when you do get something, let me know that we already did this, blah, 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 and I'll bless you again, man.
What I call to say, man, is I'm on my way to Sidewalk University, man. I'm in this, man.
Hey, well, let you know that, you know, the next semester starts July 1st, and I'm starting enrollment on June 1st. So let's get
okay.
it going, brother.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it. You
all
know,
right, for sure. Go ahead.
What I want to say before I jump off of this line, the other day I was thinking over the male confidence, and what I realized is the perfect woman that we're looking for is all in our mind, and we got to create
Wrong.
It and build ourselves up.
Hey, I don't necessarily need to hear your reasoning, but what you said, I totally agree with, because if you understand what I'm about to say, you will see why you don't have, you don't supposed to look for tens. You don't supposed to have no particular, I mean, you don't want no monster, but you don't supposed to have no particular version of a woman, because see, here's a guy, he's looking for a 10. He don't know what she looked like or where she at, and he's out, and he can't find her. And the reason he can't find her is because he don't know what you just said. The 10 is in your mind. The 10 is the woman. Any woman could be a 10. You just have to groom her. If you get a woman who physically has the looks of a 6, man, if you groom her and get her to thinking properly the way you concerned, she gonna look like a 10 because of what she do, and she gonna actually physically change because of how she feel about herself, and that shit is real.
Hey man, I come to understand, bro. I'm Frankenstein, and I'm gonna feel this bitch from the ground up, man.
That's what you supposed to do,
this, man.
Man.
Exactly, exactly, man. Every week, I'm gonna take a minute. I'm gonna call in. And I'm going to share some game on being this alpha male that a lot of people are not hip to.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, man. Well, keep my name in your head. I'm Big Steve. I'm from Texas.
All right, Big Steve. I got a lot of people from Texas calling in, too. Hit me, man, and we'll talk, man. Hit my email. You know, we could talk there, too. You know, Rose, AskRosebud@gmail.com.
Okay, I got you. Be good now.
All right, you too. You see, what we're getting ready to get into is how we actually have or put together the intentions that we have when we go out. You have to know all these things we're talking about right now before you even go out to talk to women. And if you don't know this, this is why you have such a hard time talking. And like I said, since most of your concerns right now is about catching that woman, you should learn how to be an entertaining person. And I don't mean like a comic entertaining. I mean captivating her with your smart quips and your observations on life, you know, different little things that you see as you speak to her will draw her into you, long as you are checking what you're saying out along with where she's coming from. Because at this point, we pass the arsenal. This is not about an arsenal at this point. You didn't already use the arsenal and you caught her. But you still, you know, the way you catch is the way you keep. And what I'm saying is if you're coming on like a big game hunter, you got to stay down like a big game hunter. You can't come on like a big game hunter. You hunting lions and tigers and bears, and in your trophy room is a whole bunch of butterflies and birds. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ball game. If you want to get next to women, you definitely going to have to hone your skills at making a woman comfortable in your presence. And all that slick shit, that ain't what make them comfortable. These skills, making a woman comfortable, start with conversation. And here's a couple of questions that you can ask yourself to see if you are entertaining when you speak to a woman. Are you teasing her with your gestures? Are you engaging her with your words? Do you purposely let her see you eyeing her curves? Do you have the ammunition you will want to use on her cocked and ready? See, of course you already know that kind of that you don't, you know, want to get into no long conversation about none of this shit. But your points of interest to her as you hit them, is only passing conversation about things of interest to you until she says something, and then you take what she said and turn it into something that has your interest, and you, well, I mean, don't get to talking about no, you know, female bullshit, but whatever she's got to talk about, I don't, you know, something, and you go deep with it. And see, this is how your web tightens, because the more she listens to you, she's turning her interest toward what you're saying, and she's responding accordingly. But what you're doing is taking all her responses and weaving the web tighter. This is why you have to understand how to catch, because it's not done all of a sudden. It's a purposeful act, and you got to know how to do it. 516, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bud? How do you put women in the defense mode without them putting you in the defense mode? How you do that in a proper way?
Why would you want a woman in the defense mode?
Because I heard you say it in one of your shows, but you didn't go into depth, you know, with it.
You misheard, man. You want to break a woman's defense down. They're always in defense mode. That's why they make it so difficult for you to catch them. They're not really in defense mode trying to hide from you. They're in defense mode because they have so many suckers approaching them, saying weak shit to them, that, you know, they don't really just want to engage. That's why you got to be down, and you got to get them out of the defense mode, and you do that with your arsenal. An arsenal is something that you have already designed. I have hundreds of them. The average dude don't have any, but when you come to SW, you're going to have at least five of them by the time you graduate. But what I'm saying is this arsenal on different subjects is designed to let you see by her responses that she's listening to you. And as you talk to her, and, you know, you get a little further on in your arsenal, just her responding to you is actually letting her see that she's really having a conversation, which starts exciting her. Because if you don't have no goddamn arsenal, you're going to say, hey, what's going on? And she's going to come on with her defense, and the first thing you're going to do is start talking about whatever the hell she said, and you ain't no never catch her. You ain't got no her. She's pushing you off, not away, but pushing you off. She's blocking you with her conversation. That's what women do. She's just being chatty so that you can be nice and buy her dinner or a drink or whatever, or she's just being chatty to be chatty. But in the course of them being chatty, if you paying attention, and you using some things that they're saying to say what you're saying, you could catch her. Because it's an actual art to catching. And I'm telling you parts of it right now.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
All right, brother. Now, see, the thing about your points of interest, see, your points of interest, you have kind of a lot of things to say about them. But when she makes a statement or a comment, and you're getting ready to say something about what she said, you don't want to go fully in detail. You just want to be able to go deep into the conversation so that she can continually think how vast you are. But the reason you don't want to talk about it a long time, because you'll be distracted, and she'll certainly allow you to get distracted talking about that. So you always say 2-3 comments so that you can pique her interest in you, then you go right back to what you was talking about, because that's going to make her listen to you more. And it may or may not sound like this is a science, but believe me, this is a science. And all the real, you know, the real motherfuckers, this is how they catch. They know how to catch. That's why they know they can catch any woman. That's what they mean when they say they can catch any woman, any kind of woman, gay, just any kind of woman. Why? Because you know how to talk. And no matter what a woman thinks, she's going to be attracted to a real man. Now, she may not, let's say she is gay, she may not flip from being gay, but you're going to have action at her and you might do whatever with her. I ain't looking to fuck the bitch, so I don't know what I want to do with a gay bitch, unless she had a couple of gay friends that wasn't really gay. I might well see that. But my point is I'm always trying to figure out how to make what I'm doing prevalent in everything I say and think. That's why I plot it all like I'm saying. You know, you don't want to go into no long conversation with her about something she said, because then you start sounding like a girlfriend talking about some silly girl shit. You know, you don't want to do that. And all of this, if done correctly, will tease her with your awareness of being around women, being able to talk to a woman, being able to show her who you are, and at the same time, take her conversation serious and handle it all at once. See, now this is what turned a woman on. And that shit is what make her come out of her shell. And the reason those other dudes who say that they can pave the way for you to fucking catch or what are you calling them, pickup artists, you know, why they full of shit is they can't tell you why socially what they say works. I know why a woman does what she do, because through the thousands of women I had, I always used to quiz them on shit. You know, them pickup artists definitely can't tell you the psychological value of doing what they say is. I'm talking about my value to you is I got a degree in sociology and psychology. And if you really listen, I could tell you all the reasons why what I say will help you. Because they're socially and psychologically based. And this is the kind of stuff you need to pay attention to, because this is what's missing in all of your goddamn attempts. You know, you don't understand what you're doing. At one time, dudes, just through being with other dudes, would grow up and become aware of all this, because it wasn't no faking going on. Whatever you talked about, if you really wanted to kick it, you had to go out and do it. Now everybody can lie and bullshit, and you guys have you know, just got, you know, went to the wayside. So you got to understand that it's important for you to know why something works. The thing about that is, how will you know if it works if you don't see how applying it should work? I mean, all of you guys, if you would take what I'm saying to be the Bible right now and went out and did it, you would see. You would see that the stuff I'm talking about works. And the only reason the things you think and try don't work is because it's all based on some bullshit definitions of some motherfucker you didn't listen to on the internet. See, fucking with me, you go out on the street net and you try the things that we talking about in real life. Hey, you do this shit, and then, you know, we have a way for me to be up on you doing it. And I critique it. Then you know what? You're going to go do if you about it, because I can't make you do shit. But if you about it, you're going to take my critique and put it to work in your next action you get. You ain't going to wait. And, you know, it's a couple of dudes doing that. Most of the dudes are scared to death. Scared to do this shit. Just like I know you're going to be, whoever you are listening, you're going to be scared too. But I have a way to be able to tell who's Alpha and who's Beta and who's Charlie. And the way I do that is front me off, goddammit. Make me out to be a liar, because I say none of you can do it. And if you can do it, show me. And if you show me one time, show me again. And after you show me maybe 10 times, I believe you can do it. Because I've seen people do it one time perfectly, but it was luck. Now, if I'd have been one of them kind of motherfuckers that, man, you aced it, that motherfucker would have been thinking he was cool. But no, man, you really did that. I'm going to give you, you aced that, man. But now I want to hear you do it with a whole nother arsenal, a totally different one. Now, come on. I ain't letting you off easy. Because when you're done with me, you're going to know how to catch. That's guaranteed. You're going to know how to catch because you're going to be then studied the science of catching. And you're going to be then implemented all the things you have that allows you to catch. And guess what? You can't buy none of it. So no matter how much goddamn money you have, how much you spend on me, you can't have it if you ain't got it. The only thing spending money with me can do is show you where it's at in you, and that ain't going to do you no good if you ain't going to be willing to pull it out. This is about manning up. That's what a lot of you motherfuckers don't understand about me and my shit. This ain't about no goddamn fad. This ain't about no internet phase or whatever the hell type shit. This is about me trying to reach as many motherfuckers as I can and give them the tools to really man up. Hey, and you know, you don't have to man up according to my doggone definitions, but how many of you listening to me right now, you know, will tell me you can go talk to any broad that you want to? Probably a lot of you say you can until the motherfucker say go do it. Then how many of you going to say, oh, okay, see, I haven't been on front of you, man. Go talk to that bro. What you trying to do, test me? Hell yeah, nigga, go talk to her. I ain't scared to be tested. And you shouldn't be either. Excuse me, I'm getting, you know me, I'm kicking this game. I'm getting these heat cups, man. So hold on, goddammit, let me drink some water. I don't know why it happens, but when I get to really bussing, okay, that was cool. I needed that. So, all of you guys out there who let some dudes define stuff for you need to just wake up. Wake up. All you need to accept is that there is no other thing, no other way. You have no other concern but what the fuck you think. Whenever you out at a woman, you got to be totally focused on that. You ain't trying to let nothing sidetrack you. 786, what's up, man?
You just said, hello?
I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, what you were just saying, you said a dude, you know what I'm saying, when you see a bitch, you know what I'm saying, tell you to drop, go ahead and pop at her. That reminds me on American Pimp when Delano had you in the car and he told you to get out on that female that was walking and you start, you had no choice but to pop at her because he put you on Front Street, you know.
Listen, yeah, man, I don't know what made you think of that, but that's exactly where I got that idea in that part of my course. That's why I know getting at women works. That's why I know if you let a motherfucker put you on Front Street and you stand up, ain't no bitch going to keep you quiet, period, no matter what. Because you ride with motherfuckers that'll talk about you like a dog if you don't do right. And if you, you know, show out in front of them. Hey, I'm telling you, and you're going to be straight. That's all I'm trying to do. But, you know, these dudes don't want to go out in the streets and learn this, but they want to learn it. So I give them a way to learn it, but they're too scary to do it, man. That's just how it goes. You got anything else, bro?
Actually, yeah, I do, man. Let me ask you something. When you had transitioned to a square, when you started, you know what I'm saying, doing that the square shit, you know, did you ever, like, bring, you know what I'm saying, bras around your kids? Like, around your kids and daughter?
Man, I brought bras around my kids when I was in the game. Hoes. I don't hide nothing from my kids because I tell them straight. I got nothing but daughters. I tell them straight. You know, I ain't trying to see you be a hoe, but I ain't trying to hide what I'm doing for you. I ain't going to have no motherfucker tell you what I was doing and embarrass you. I'll show you what I'm doing, and you see I'm dad, a real dad. Take care of everything about your little, you know, I talk shit. Tell my goddamn kids the straight truth. I'm your dad. Ain't nothing some Ward Cleaver motherfucker can give you that I don't give you. So, you know, he sure can't love you like I love you because I'll do anything for him. I'll do anything for my kids. And they know it. They abuse it. But I don't care. I mean, I care, but I don't care. You know, shit. You know, you get mad and you ain't going to let them do this or whatever the hell. And, you know, 2 hours later, me, I can't be mad no long time. I can be pissed off right now, man. But shit, 30 minutes later, you know, my daughter, she'll tell you. I'd be so motherfucking mad, goddamn it. You know, and then maybe an hour later, she walked by and look at a nigga. I tell her, go on and do it, girl. Because what I'm saying is, when you're taking advantage of shit, you know, I'm going to treat you like you can't have shit. But when everything is right, you could damn near do whatever you want to do, as far as where I'm concerned. So you do what you're supposed to do. You know, everything, got everything proper around the house, blah, blah, blah. Get your little, do whatever. I'm give my daughter money and everything. Go on, I ain't trying to have you need ask nobody for shit. Yeah, take this $100, go do whatever, and make sure, you know, that's how I do it, but that's because, you know, how I think. But it don't mean, that's not really what I'd be doing to be a good dad. You know, giving my daughter principles and shit and showing her responsibilities, you know, as far as that kind of being a good dad. But as far as being a softy, you know how that is, man. Hey, I'm going to put you back in. That's some good shit, man. Hey, you guys. So the thing about when you really let this woman know that there's no other way other than yours, you have to realize that that's a pure aphrodisiac for a woman. I mean, I'm telling you, I know what aphrodisiacs are for women. Some of them think it's drugs. Some people think it's, you know, liquor. You know, some people think it's porno, but it's not none of that. It's if you know how to use body language and you know how to represent being a man and you sitting next to her talking about something and see, even as I'm talking to you, talking this shit, my hands is all animated. You know, my voice is never in the same tone when I'm talking to a woman. It's always going up and down and getting serious and not. I mean, all of this is how you control her. You know, you guys started whispering and you're going to whisper for 2 hours. She gets so damn bored. Man, come on. I ain't doing that. I ain't trying to have no low conversation, you know, because it's so private. Yeah, if it's so private, bitch, come to my house, be in my living room with the music playing. Ain't nobody listening. Other than that, I'm going to talk, you know, like I don't care who's listening. And that's an aphrodisiac, man. Long as you ain't just overtly loud. You know, when you ain't scared, man, I'm telling you. See, if you realize that you got to know what's pheromone-like, and then you got to know what aphrodisiacs are, and then how to use them, you'll be just like the little lion cubs that I'll be telling you about, you know, that learn everything from being around the big alpha lions. The little motherfuckers, they learn everything they do. Then they start trying. First, they just see it. And they just see the big lions having fun, like you guys do. You see the real motherfuckers out there having fun, catching bitches, riding down the street, you know, and them little lions, they be wanting to know, how can I be, you know, damn, running around, having other animals run? They be learning, and pretty soon they learn that shit, just like you would if you would put your foot down and start learning. What you don't learn with this internet technology bullshit, just like the lion, you have to go out and find what is missing, or you're going to starve. Once that lion, you know, if he's a male especially, once he get big enough, he got to either resign himself to being a beta or a Charlie lion, or he got to leave that pride, because it can't be two men in this goddamn pride. And then that's how they feel. If the lion club want to grow up to become a lion, he going to have to get the hell out from under his pot, and he ain't going to be wondering what the hell do a lion do to become a lion. See, the basics of it was taught and taught to that motherfucker. And once he was old enough, he's out on his own. And that's what you got to understand. Aphrodisiacs to a woman is when you do. Otherwise, you got to learn what aphrodisiacs actually is to a woman. And when you do, you'll see that the only thing it is balls, nuts. I mean, you can get her drunk. You can get her on some kind of drug, you know, but if you man up around a bra in no instance punk, whatever shit she's saying, look, girl, you better, whatever. I mean, I ain't going to say what to say. But I'm just saying, whatever you do that's representing standing up, that's going to be like, see, because that man got some big old nuts. And see, when you want those go-along-with-anything type of dudes, see, you ain't giving her nothing to judge you on except agreeing with her. And agreeing with her shows her you ain't shit. And agreeing with her, you're going to become her friend. And you're going to be riding around like her girlfriend, listening to her talk about how I'm knocking the boots out. See, but you just have to understand what she's saying. And you can even see how she could feel that way. But, excuse me, but you can't agree with her any less. I mean, shit, you know, I'm not going to agree with none of that goddamn shit you saying. You know, I can see what you saying, and I can understand what you saying, and then you flip it and make her point moot by what you saying. And some women will want to argue at that point. Well, baby, look, I ain't got time to argue with you, so what I'm going to do is give you $20, and, you know, you can catch a cab. I ain't caring. I ain't riding with you no more. I mean, if it costs more than $20, here, take it, call a cab, and go on and do what you got to do. Because I ain't wasting my time with you. I don't care what you think you're doing or whatever the hell, you know, period. See, not agreeing with her and giving her a male's perspective of what she is saying, changing key words to direct her toward you, man, that's going to charm her to death. I know. You're probably wondering what I mean by taking keywords, she say. So let's say I got all my arsenal prepared. And I say, hey, what's going on? I'm Rosebud. And she says her name is Gigi. Now, I got something that I supposed to say that I have in my doggone arsenal. But since I'm quick-witted, and she said her name is Gigi, before I go into my next line, hell, I'm going to say something about Gigi. I'm going to say something like, Gigi, that's a, man, that's a fabulous name. Does that stand for Great Gams? Or does it stand for something else? Now, what I'm saying is we all know Gams is legs. So, Great Gams, Gigi, you understand what I'm saying? That's showing her I'm quick-witted. It doesn't have to show her that's the sharpest, most wittiest thing she ever heard. No, it just shows how quick-witted I am. And as soon as I get through asking her that, I'm going to go straight into, before she can even answer it, I'm going to go straight into my next line because I'm controlling how emotionally she get attached to me. Because I'm controlling what she think, what she, everything. And I'm doing that by knowing what I want. I'm doing that by knowing how I want to go about this, that, and the other. I'm not trying to see what she want. I ain't trying to see how she feel. What I'm going to do is say some shit, and if she don't like it, fine. I'm gone. Well, maybe not right then, but I'm already making my mind up to that I'm gone, and any something else happen, you know, man. You know, when she do that little, my name's Gigi shit, you know, that's just a, and I say, does that stand for great gams? I mean, that's what I call a quip. So that's just a quick introduction quip. And I'll use something like that to let her see that I'm quick with it. And if she smiles, see, that's going to let me know, believe it or not, if she smiles, it lets me see that I can use sexual overtones in what I say to her. Because anything to do with her body that I mention, and she okays it, is telling me that I can talk sexually to her. Now, I'm not going to say look like I've had some fun busting you out in the bed, blah, blah, blah. I ain't saying that kind of sexual. I'm just saying this is how I think. Otherwise, if I say, does this stand for great gams? And she give me a kind of look, what? I'm going to act like, oh, never mind. Then I'm going to go on with my little doggone arsenal. But if she, you know, kind of smile or whatever, man, this is action. This is how you get your action. And you just develop from there. All you got to do is be alluring in the way you speak to her. And the biggest part of being alluring is by planting seeds, as you learn to do in part two of the course. Now, I've said many times that women are the best gardeners in the world. Women, you could plant a thought in her mind, and she going to take over that thought, and she going to write a book about it. So what I'm saying is you got to be humorous as you plant seeds, and you plant seed after seed after seed. You know, girl, you know, at one moment you're going to find yourself can't take your eyes off me. See, that's planting a seed. You know, if you keep listening to me, you're going to find yourself wanting to talk to me more and more. That's planting a seed. You got to keep planting seeds as you talk to women. And using her name to make the environment lighter is really a turn-on for her. Otherwise, like back to Gigi, the father said, Gigi, oh, wow, Gigi, you sure look good to me or whatever. That would have been cool. But if she understands what great gams is and I say it in the right way, it's going to make her laugh. Not fall out laughing, but it's going to put her in a different mode. Man, that's all you're trying to do is making the environment a little bit lighter so she don't miss what you're saying to her. See, nothing is more of a turn on for a woman than for her to realize you can handle yourself. You got to remember this. An aphrodisiac is something that will promote a woman, in this case, to think sexual thoughts. Now, think about that. Wouldn't it be best for that thing to be you getting her to think that way? I mean, a drink is fine, but you don't want a drink to get her thinking that way. You want her to think that way because she's listening and responding to you, and you handling it And before you know it, you just going to see her defenses dropping. Her arms going to drop if they was up. Her legs going to get relaxed. I know you guys don't know body language. And, you know, any time, well, I ain't going to get into it. But anyway, if you understood the importance of being confident, if you understood the importance that confidence plays in instances like the one I just explained to you, you'd kick my door down to get my damn course. You know, simply listening to my, you know, podcast will make you an eternity, actually will take you an eternity to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I mentioned before that it's hard to learn something in its entirety, getting it in bits and pieces. The way you guys choose to learn is a bit here and a bit there, when you should get as much as you could at once, be overwhelmed by it. 213, what's up?
Yo, OG, what up? This is Apollo again. I want to expand on that joint you're talking about with the Gigi. So I met this old fine bitch, came down North Hollywood in the Metro, and then I went on the train. I was like, I'm going to talk to this fine, tall bitch, 6'1 bitch, and I'm a little 5'10 nigga. So I was like, what's your name? See, her, long story short, she said her name was Rose. So I said, Rose. So I'm like, damn, so baby, you a rose that grew on the green grass, or you a kind of rose that grew from the concrete? She said, I'm definitely kind of rose that grew from the concrete. I'm like, yeah, because you that type of woman. Started gigging and laughing and shit. Long story short, had this bitch in, this was a week ago, had this bitch in the crib last night fucking. I'm like, yo, that shit, when you can show them you witty, it's over, man. That was it.
Hey, let me tell you, that's how you handle it, though. Those are good stories, man. Call in anytime, brother.
Yo, I'm here.
Hey, wait a minute. I cut you off.
Yeah, so I'm here. I'm here, OG. I fuck with you heavy, man. I'm fuck with you heavy, yo.
All right, man. Be cool. So, listen. It took over 3 years for the dudes on my in my first semester to believe in what they was doing. But they believed. And they seriously thought they had what that course has to give. And I was not trying to show them that they didn't have it. I thought they did. Because I believed in the course to whereas if a motherfucker listen to it and do it right, they gon' have it. And I'm thinking that I'm getting a bunch of dudes that's ready to learn how to do this shit without thinking about it. Man, that's not what happened because none of them went through the ritual of really learning what I'm talking about learning. And therefore, they didn't get out of the course what they should get. Because if you talk to 25 women every motherfucking week, pretty soon, you ain't going to be worried about what a broad tell you unless it's what you want her to say. Because you, at first, you're going to be worried about, man, I wonder what she going to say. Nah, I don't want to talk to you. And you hear that every day, every time, 25 times for the first week or two or three or whatever. And then you're going to get to a point, well, a lot of them would continue doing the same thing over and over, the same way, over and over. Dude, that's not confidence. Otherwise, you do it this way. If it don't work, alter it a little bit over here. Change what you say right here. And if that don't work, make up something else. No, they can't think like that. I want people like Brother Apollo sound like he could think like that. See, and what I'm saying is if he can, cool. If he can't, cool. If he's willing to learn, which is what it's about, I can show him how if he don't know. Anybody, I can show you how. But what you have to do is be willing to learn it. You want to be ahead of the game, but instead you just sit and listen to things that you'll never have the nerve to do. And you won't let me cultivate the nerve you do have, so that this nerve can be strong enough to do these things. The thing about me, and you could say whatever you want to say about me, I know I turn women on. I know I turn them on so much until they can't sit still around me. And I got this way with the same things I'm bringing to you. When women listen to me speak to them, my voice entices them. They tell me that all the time. And I don't sound like no damn Barry White or none of that shit. My voice entices them, as does what I say entices them, as does the confidence I have in saying it. I mean, all this stuff plays together, and it makes me one irresistible package. It just ties in to one irresistible package of Rosebud. See, you can take the things I say and try them, but most likely it won't garner the results you're looking for because you lack the confidence to be believable. When I tell somebody, girl, I wish I would spend another second here talking to you, I'm walking off as I'm finishing that statement, and, you know, she really know I'm serious. Well, I always say cruel, mean things to make my points. But what I'm saying is there's nice things to say, too. But I'm sure you know enough of them. You need to be learn how to be ruthless and don't care the shit. Now, if you allow, actually, most of you do, allow your confidence to be ruled by how some woman reacts or responds to you. And we all know how that's been in the past for you, and unless you change it, it's going to be like that in the future. They're going to diss you. Now, why what I'm telling you is an aphrodisiac for women, being alpha. Being alpha keeps a woman in the mating type frame of mind. Otherwise, when you be keeping it alpha, it's like, you know, you're in heat and exposing pheromones to the opposite sex, and these pheromones is just attracting her more and more. We're not animals, but I'm just using that as a doggone example. See, a woman ain't like an animal and go into heat when she ready to have children. No. See, a woman is always in heat. Because unlike animals, women know how to feel sex. Women know how sex feels when it's right. See, an animal comes in the heat simply to reproduce. There is no sexual urge at all for animals. It's just something they do. See, a woman chooses to think in heat. She chooses to think she want to have sex for whatever reason. And that's all because she's received pleasure from it before, and, you know, she knows how it feels. A male animal can sniff a female of that species and not even react in the least bit if that animal is not in heat. And when a female animal is in heat, those pheromones that she released drive that male wild, and that male can smell her great distances. I don't know exactly how far, but great distances he'll travel to get to that female. See, and you got to understand, women are always in heat, but they fight it. They fight it with the rules of society. Dudes are always in heat, but they don't fight it. You know, they'll be like a dog. If you let that dog will fuck her wherever she at, in the streets, you know, wherever. I mean, we ain't that bad, but what I'm saying is, see, women suppress that bullshit. See, the rules of society forces her to keep her legs closed until the right guy come along to tap that ass. Or she going to be considered a whore or a slut or whatever for giving herself to anybody and everybody. See, reproduction is a matter of survival for animals in the wild, but it's fully a choice made by women. Now, what this forced mentality does to her is make her fiend for a real man, because she's not letting her, just like animals, they don't let the weaklings, you know, tap into the females. They only let the strongest tap that thing. And see, what women are doing is looking for the right man. So what's searching for this man and not finding him does is make her have a supernatural attraction to a man that does manly things around her. Because she, in reality, if she can't have him because, let's say, she's her girlfriend's man, she wants him. And if that woman sees that kind of man that all women seeks out, she'll get excited. And you haven't even said one word to her. This is why I say what you think actually, I mean, excuse me, what you say actually doesn't matter as much as you think. It's more about how you make her feel when she thinks about giving you some of her coveted ass pussy. I'm telling you guys, I'm dropping bombs. Hey, now, why ain't nobody asking questions? Ain't no more questions? This shit I'm talking, man, I should be charging for tonight's show, but I'm not. I'm just, you know, I'm talking so much to my school. Just so much shit is on my mind. I'm just sharing this game with y'all. You know, this free. I share game. You know, if you got a question, I'll answer it. But just by her thinking that she may get to be with a real man, that shit turned her on. And all you got to do is keep coming off manly. See, coming off manly does not involve macho antics or any other way out behavior. It simply requires you to be attentive, assertive, and know what you're doing. It's gotten so hard for women to find a strong man that it is totally sexually stimulating for a woman to even think she's met a real man. Now, even though at this point, she knows, you know, it's her own thoughts that's exciting her. But since you sharp, you know you're making what, you're the cause of what she's thinking. You're making her think what she's thinking. So, of course, you know it's her thoughts. But she don't know that. She stands across from you imagining how you would come on as a strong man, which gets her goddamn juices flowing. And if you match it in any way, her visions of you, she's going to give you action. That's why some of you got, you probably said, I wonder what vision do they have of you. See, that's why you got to know what you represent. Anytime somebody speak to me, I know what they see and what they like. I don't think I'm the most Adonis, handsomest motherfucker in the world. But I know they see a self-assured motherfucker that ain't worried about shit, let alone some bitch saying something to him. See, once you've met a woman's mental desires, she almost automatically gets physical. Meeting a woman's mental desires pumps you way up the chart when it comes to getting her physical attraction. Now, if you took the time to learn what motivates women, they would be a lot more predictable to you. See, I was a motherfucker that had to learn what motivates women. 734, I see you, man. What's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing too much, brother. What's happening?
Nothing, man. It's the dude Roland, man, from Toledo, Ohio, man. Worked out the deal.
Oh, Roland, what's happening? Go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on, man? Just want to say I'm glad to finally get to be a part of the show, whatever. And yeah, I'm going to touch on that, what you were saying earlier about, you know, being past your arsenal. Like, ever since I've been studying your shit, I noticed, like, man, it's been easy to catch them bitches. And, like, once I get them to the crib or whatever, then it's like, shit, my shit start falling apart on me once I get past, like, trying to, you know, once I get past that point.
Well, let me tell you something, bro. Let me stop you. What you going through ain't catching. See, that's what I keep telling you guys. You guys need to know more. Catching is when you got her doing what you want her to do. You have action. When you get the action and the action leads to you getting to the crib, your game plan has fallen apart. So what I'm saying is that's on you for not thinking your game plan through. You know, you ain't believing you're going to actually get whoever the hell you talking to, so you ain't thinking about what you're going to do after you get at your house because you think it's natural. It's not natural. Because even if the broad come to your house knowing you're going to hit that pussy, you ain't going to get to hit it unless you play your hand right. So it's not natural. If it was natural, you wouldn't have to do nothing. Now, don't get mad at me, man, but it's natural for me. If they get in my car, they finna give me some pussy. They already know it. Because they already could tell they ain't playing with me. Now, I don't say nothing. You know, as far as, girl, I'm going to go and fuck the shit out there. I don't say none of that shit. Hey, you want to go to the house? They say, yeah. And I say, you know, I don't be just taking bras to my house. And I know it. That's all. That's it. It's on. And then don't be playing no pussy games with me. You know, when you get there, take your goddamn clothes off. Period. Hey, baby, man, you guys don't know how to handle no piss, man. They love that shit. Then they do that shit. Ooh, you something else. Yeah, I sure am. I'm more motherfucker you ever gonna meet in your life. Twice the motherfucker that you could possibly, your whole family tree. You couldn't fuck with me. That's how I be kicking it. And they love that shit. But you can't just do that because you heard me say it. You got to develop the confidence to be that serious. You know, if you that serious and you say it and it don't go like you saying whatever should go for you to be around, leave. I'll leave in a minute. You ain't leaving. Yeah, baby, I'm gone. I ain't even explaining. I'm gone. I'll be at somebody's apartment, you know, be sitting up dang near got my shirt unbuttoned. Motherfucker say something stupid to me, I'm gone, bitch. I might even call another broad right in front of her. Shit, I'll be playing. I ain't having you play no games with me. Now, you got anything else, bro?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, like, as far as, like, all right, I met this chick yesterday, and it threw me off. She was like, she was digging me, but she gets shy when she meets somebody at first. So I want to text all fucking day, and I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to text with you all day. I want to talk to you. I want to hear you laugh, not read you. Not, you know, read LOL and shit like that. So I'm saying, like, when you're dealing with a shy chick, do you feel like that's a good thing or is that a negative thing?
Well, dealing with a bitch, period, is good if you handling her, man. If she's shy, you know, you got to say something when you text her. The very first time I see you, all that shyness is going to be over. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you. Then call her and tell her, and just start telling her that shit. You know, you can be shy if you want to, but I know how you are. I know you're a freak under them sheets or whatever you say. You know, get her to laugh, and the next thing, that shit is gone, man. See, what I'm saying, bro, this is how hard it is for you guys. I'm not saying you ain't got no game. I'm saying you think about shit too much, man. Who gives a fuck about her being shy? I would see that she's shy. I mean, I would notice it. Damn, that bitch shy. But that ain't going to stop where I'm coming from. I'm going to just incorporate how to make a shy bitch unshy and how I'm coming at her. And you do that. That's why you need to be with or close to whoever you're talking to. You do that, but when you say something and you hit her on the leg, girl, you hear what I'm saying? And you let her, she say, yeah. And, you know, tap that leg. And then the next time, instead of tapping it with the back of your hand, tap it with your palm and leave it there and lean into her and don't kiss her. Man, you could just handle a bitch, man. You don't let them handle you. You don't let their situation handle you. Why the fuck do you think they tell you their situation? Why the fuck do you think they let you see it so easily so that it can handle you? It's called passive aggression. That's a woman's tool, bro. They passive, but they really be mowing down, motherfucker. All right, man, I'm going to put you back in. Hey, that's real, man. Motherfucker, be talking about he got this. You know, she's real cool and understand it. And they say, you know, that nigga flat on the motherfucking street in the car then ran his ass over. Okay, listen to this. If you take the time to learn what motivates a woman and you learn how to be more accurate in predicting what their response will be, the exact same thing can turn 20 women, 30 women on. But, of course, you'd be stupid if you do the exact same thing the same way with all 20 of them. But what I'm saying is, once you learn women, let's say you kind of got this confidence down, and you shoot at baby, and you catch her, have your fun for the weekend, and you go, you're a salesman, and you travel to another city next weekend, you can use the exact same thing on whoever you talk to. And what you're doing there is really tightening it up. And it's going to become something, it's really going to become natural to you. But at the same time, I would always change different shit up. Sometimes I would change different, oh, completely different arsenals. Why? Because it's not the words. It's the confidence you have in knowing that the arsenal is a system of conversation. It is not English or Japanese or whatever. It's a system of conversation. And if you have the system down, it doesn't matter what you're talking about. And I've proven it many times on my show. I don't care what this woman talking about. I don't care how tough she is. I even tell her, you sound like a tough one. Man, this stuff is real. I do it. I just ain't had no business call lately. But what I'm saying is if you look back at my shows, you can even see them. You can hear them. They're on there in the archives. So doing the same thing with different women will show you a lot about how women act or react. Otherwise, there's science going on when you use the exact same thing with different women. Because this woman in Philadelphia don't know you said this to a woman in Delaware. So she don't know nothing about it. Hell, I learned that when I was on the road in this game and I was riding with Confunction. I wasn't riding with them, but I was kind of on the same city tour that they was on. And them motherfuckers had two uniforms, and they did about 26 shows. Wear this one here, wear this one here, wear this one here. They, the people in them places didn't know. They thought they was fresh. And what I'm saying is, that's how you supposed to see shit. You ain't supposed to be stressing on shit. Just try out what I'm saying. What the fuck could it hurt? Certainly not your record at catching. Take the statement. Oh, shit. I better not say that. Because I'm the kind of motherfucker, I'd say that to him. Girl, you dick hard fine. And I done had women look at me like I was crazy. I wasn't really, you know, I was saying it in passing. Probably if I'd have stopped, they might have slapped the shit out of me. But what I'm saying is I also had, on the lesser end, women giggle like a motherfucker when a nigga say that. Now, which one will I talk to? The one that give me the icy cold stare or the one that giggles? I'm going to talk to the one that's giggling because she seemed receptive. But there's dudes out there, probably in this audience, that would choose to talk to that one that's being a knucklehead. There's many of you out there that will choose to talk to a woman 45 minutes after you didn't see, you ain't going to get shit from her. I don't do that. That's why I want something. I don't just talk. I want something. And if I can't get it and I see it, I ain't mad at you. I just ain't fucking with you. That's me. So, you take the statement, damn, girl, you dig hard, fine. And to the next 10 women, you pass. Now, you ain't going to say it the same way. And you might not even say dick hard, fine. You might come up with a way to say sexually alluring another way. But what I'm saying, whatever you come up with, say it to the next 10 women you pass. And say it differently each time you say it until you say it to a woman and she smiles. Because you ain't going to get past 10 women without one of them smiling. And I guarantee, now that don't mean you're going to catch, but somebody going to, matter of fact, you figure out how to say dick hard. You know, dick hard, fine, that means, girl, I sure would love fucking you. But you figure out a way to say it. You don't have to say that. Say what you think of and fucking go do it. And I bet you won't get past 10 women before you one of them look at you and be sort of taken back, but she gonna be grinning like a motherfucker. Oh, God, did you say that? Yeah, baby, I hope I didn't offend you. I ain't. Well, I would come on. Period. I ain't worried about what I said. Period. Now, there's a, excuse me, there's a correct inflection on your voice or nuance to put on a sentence that's going to render a woman helpless almost when it comes to resisting you. You have to learn what that is. That's why you have to talk to so many women so many different ways, because you're going to say something a particular way fitting for you. But until you run across that way, man, you got to say it. I mean, think about it, man. You're on the track, your window down. There's holes on every corner. You saying something to every one of them. You ain't saying, hi there. You know, you saying, what's going on, girl? You know, and then you get down to the next one. You ain't going to say, what's going on? Say, girl, I see you. You know, and the next one down there, you say, let me pull over, girl, talk to you. You know, you just say stuff. And you say it so you can see if you get any action. This is important. You have to see that it's important if you're going to get what you want. It's important for you to do the things that's necessary to get it to women. And once you get a woman physically attracted to you, she's going to begin to think of how you attracted her. And most times, she see that you only represented her opposite, which is a man. And she's going to want to be with you. I mean, it really is that simple. It's not this long, drawn-out process, unless you make it that way. All you really got to do is continue to be a strong man in your conversations, and you'll win her over at one point. But remember, all this stuff that I'm talking about now is way past the arsenal. It's way past the arsenal. And I guess you want to know what strong is in your conversation. Strong is definitely saying more than fuck you, bitch, and all the other hard bullshit you know to say these days. See, a strong conversation is not losing the control or the pace of the conversation. A strong conversation is keeping the conversation flowing with the humorous and light quips you've learned to make. And you're realizing as you talk, it's in your favor to make sure that you know how to recognize when you need a little humor and when you need to kind of leave the humor alone. You got to be watching and recognizing all this shit. You know, they won't admit it, but when a woman sees a man that she might indulge, the first thing she thinks of is sex. The very first thing. 213, what's up? 213. Did you press 1? I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, fellas, I'm almost ready to end this show. I got a couple more things to really say, but I don't know, man. This stuff is deep. And the more, well, goddamn it, 213, you back. I saw you come back that time. What's up, 213?
Yo, it's Apollo again, man. I was on mute. My fault. Yo, I wanted to talk about that the strong conversation. You was kind of off of what I was going to say, but to me, I was going to chime in on the strong conversation. And to me, having a strong conversation starts with having a purpose for not only a bitch, but for yourself. That's what I'm noticing. Like, I notice when you go past the pussy, you get the pussy by default. So what I mean by that is kind of like martial arts. If you took martial arts, you know, in order to break the board, you don't go for the board. You got to imagine your fist going past the board. So what I do is with bitches, I'm really came out here to Hollywood to get money, and that's all I care about. So I tell a bitch, like, I don't want your fucking pussy. So I do the exact opposite of what you did, yet I still get the same results.
Bro, that's part of the confidence course, man. You got to think past the pussy, or else that's what you're going to
If you don't think past
pussy, you ain't gonna never get none. The shit we talking about this particular subject now is not necessarily about pussy, but you know we talking about pussy a lot, yeah. But it's not really about pussy, man. I don't talk about pussy. I fuck the bitch, of course. You know my dick get hard, but that ain't my thing. My thing is showing you how to mentally control a motherfucking bitch without using any physical force. You know, this is my thing. Let me tell you something, bro. When I was running them streets in Hollywood and all across this country, do you know the worst thing I could do to a woman that was with me was to tell her, girl, when you go out tonight, you find you somebody that you like and you choose them, that motherfucker better call me, and I better not see you again because you fired. I would fire this bitch. And them motherfuckers would tell me, no, bitch, get your ass out of here. And, you know, back then we had car phones. And, you know, big old look like a house phone, but it's in your car. Now I know the bitch going to call me. So she called me. And then I'm telling this, nah, baby, I can't fuck with you. You know, you too hard to manage, blah, 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 blah. She said, no. Now, game, show you game. See, I ain't really firing this bitch. I'm letting this bitch know I don't play. But, see, a bitch, when she says, no, take me, please, give me a chance. And you say, fuck no, bitch, fuck you. And she say, you know, no, please, give me. It's one of those no's where you better not say fuck her. Because if you say fuck her, then she's going to say, well, fuck you. And then you ain't going to have a bitch. So what I'm saying is you got to play your hand. And you got to be listening. And when she get close to that last one, then you tell her, so wait a minute, let me get this straight, ho. You know, you telling me that you're going to go out, you're going to get my money with no motherfucking problems for as long as I'm with you, and the only time you're going to ask me about an off day is when I want to fuck with you. You know what that bitch going to say? Yes, I swear. And then you got to just relax and keep it pimping, because at that point, at that point, you say, God damn it, bitch, it's against my better pimp judgment, but I'm going to give you a second chance. And you know what that hoe's going to say? Thank you. Now, how much game is that, man? She's begging me to accept her money. I didn't have that happen to me so many damn times, man, because I know how to play my hand, and plus I know what I represent to a woman. So, you know, that's just how it goes. You can't be worried about no pussy, man. Because in my course, I'll tell you, the least you think about it, the more of it you get.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys, that's it with me. Hey, this was a cool show. Y'all was, you know, indulging me, giving me action, and that's how it's supposed to be. I'm gone.